Alex Dorr is founder and CEO of the auction-based functional mushroom company, Mushroom Revival, Inc. He also co-hosts the number one podcast in the world on mushrooms called the Mushroom Revival Podcast. And he has authored the book, Micro Remediation Handbook, A Grassroots Guide to Growing Mushrooms and Cleaning Up Toxic Waste with Fungi. That was back in 2017. More recently, he wrote The Little Book of Mushrooms. In 2022, Alex was nominated as one of Austin's Enos 25 Under 25. The man is absolutely obsessed with the power of mushrooms. At the 44th Annual Telluride Mushroom Festival on Thursday and Friday, that's August 15th and 16th, Alex is scheduled to lead two discussions about functional mushrooms for health and wellness. Those will be followed by a talk about so-called zombie mushrooms or cordyceps, the stuff of horror movies. This is Susan D. Brock, Telluride Inside and Out. Delighted to be speaking with Alex Dorr. Alex, thanks for taking time in your schedule to meet with me.
Thanks, Susan. Always a pleasure to talk to you.
So let's begin with your beginning. That is your backstory. When, where, how, and why was your interest in functional mushrooms triggered?
Yeah, I think I have a similar story to a lot of people in which I stumbled upon magic mushrooms, or they stumbled upon me. And my first experience was I didn't know what the right dose was, so I ended up accidentally taking about 30 grams dried for my first experience, and it totally changed my life. Was having past life experiences and seeing the birth and death of the universe, etc. But the most notable change in my life was I was on antidepressants, anti-anxiety medication, and got off them pretty much overnight, and was chain smoking cigarettes and drinking, and really changed my life. A whole 180, changed my whole friend group. And it wasn't until later, when I was writing that micro-remediation book that you were talking about, that I got Lyme disease. And in researching the ways that mushrooms could help me, I stumbled upon functional mushrooms for my own health and wellness, and that is where my passion grew on really using functional mushrooms to support health.
Terrific. Thank you for that answer. Your dedication to mushrooms clearly transcends just personal health alone. So please enlighten us as to how mushrooms can help fix world issues, including your tree initiative.
Yeah, I love trees, and we planted over 100,000 trees all around the world, and it is something that I will continue to do. And fungi have a beautiful relationship with trees as well, connecting with over 95% of all terrestrial plants, and really helping our ecological complex biodiversity systems that we have in our landscapes to, you know, helping human health, to, you know, helping create new biopesticides, to create new materials to replace plastics and leather, to so many more things that we're discovering every day. I mean, we discovered, you know, about 1% of all fungi, and we're just really cracking the code to what fungi can do for our world. And that's what's really exciting about studying mushrooms and fungi, is that it's a new frontier that we're all just beginning to crack, and it's an honor to be part of.
Thank you for that. And could you take a sort of side trip with us for people who are not really deeply in the know about the fungi kingdom? Could you say what a mycorrhizal relationship was? Because that relates to your tree thing, doesn't it?
Yeah. Mycorrhizal fungi are fungi that connect to the roots of plants, and they will either grow, you know, cap and stem mushrooms like we know, or stay underground. And they create a symbiotic relationship with plants, and they help the plant grow. And in return, the plant will give nutrients back to the fungi, and they have a symbiotic relationship.
Thanks for taking that left turn with me. So when did Mushroom Revival, Inc. open for business, and what is the mission of your company Also, what separates your business from the rest of the pack? There are numerous companies that purport to be dealing with, or whose focus is functional mushrooms. How is yours different? So give me the genesis and give me the mission.
Definitely. So Mushroom Revival, we support health inside and out with functional mushrooms, and we're absolutely obsessed with the quality of our mushrooms, and we geek out about them. I opened Mushroom Revival in 2018, in early 2018, so you were still pretty new compared to some companies, but maybe older for some other companies just opening. And it's been a wild ride, you know. We have done a lot of firsts, and so that has really separated us from a lot of companies. We were the first certified organic Cordyceps militaris mushroom farm in North America. We're also the largest Cordyceps militaris mushroom farm in North America. We were the first mushroom company to plant a tree for every product that we grow. We're the first mushroom company to have a QR code to display our lab results, to transparently show the quality of our products. We're the first mushroom company to have certified organic mushroom capsules, and also the first mushroom company to have certified organic mushroom gummies. And so organic is really important to us. Quality of our ingredients is really important, and just making really great stuff that that makes people feel good. That's also really beneficial to the planet.
Alex, how do you define organic? That term is so overused. So just in general and in the context of mushrooms, what does that mean?
Yeah, so the USDA has different regulations to certify a product or a crop as organic. And so not anyone can just use the term organic and throw that word around. There's strict protocols that companies need to go through, whether you're a farm or you're processing ingredients or handling ingredients. You need to have inspectors come into your facility and make sure that you are up to par and have you know, tracking systems to track every single ingredient from seed or spore to final product on the shelf.
Thank you very much for that clarification. So drilling down into your talks, would you please define functional mushrooms?
Yeah. Some people may know the name medicinal mushrooms. However, because of the FDA, we cannot use that term. And so I use the term functional mushrooms. Because, you know, we're not a medical drug curing or diagnosing any disease or illness. And so functional mushrooms are mushrooms that support health and wellness. And to get a little more esoteric, I mean, pretty much every mushroom is functional in some way. And right. I think that, you know, we're about to go to the Telluride Mushroom Festival, and people just going out in the woods and looking for mushrooms, that is supporting their health and wellness. That is forest bathing. That is, you know, healing in an aspect of just going out in the woods and interacting with mushrooms in some way. And so more esoterically, that I think all mushrooms are functional in a way. But more specifically, you know, they are mushrooms that support health and wellness of the human body.
Of just the human body or of the human body and the planet?
Depending on how esoteric you want to go. but most people define it as the human body, or, you know, if you want to go to pets as well. But more generally, people like to refer to it as supporting health and wellness for the human body.
Thank you. With regard to your second talk about so-called zombie mushrooms, please share why Cordyceps makes such a compelling subject. Besides doing their zombie thing, is this species at the top of the pops when it comes to healthcare?
Yeah, so zombie mushrooms or cordyceps are kind of colloquial terms for a more scientific term called entomopathogenic fungi. And these are a class of fungi that attack or infect insects. And besides just being right out of a sci-fi movie, and just really interesting and fascinating, just alone, they have so many benefits, not only to the human body, there's various types of entomopathogenic fungi like Cordyceps militaris that we use. Ophiocordyceps senescens has been used traditionally in the Himalayas to support energy and athletic performance and things like that. But there's other species of entomopathogenic fungi like Asteria sinclairii that scientists derived a multiple sclerosis drug called Myriosin, and it generated $2.5 billion in 2017 just on this drug alone. And so, and this Asteria sinclairii is a weird looking mushroom that grows out of a cicada. And most people, if they saw it, they would think it was gross or weird, but a $2.5 billion multiple sclerosis drug a year, I mean, that's pretty significant. And we have other fungi like Metarhizium enicipliae, which caused a 93% mortality rate in varroa mites, which is the leading cause of colony collapse in honeybees. And so a potential cure for colony collapse, we have Metarhizium enicipliae and Buveria bassiana killing up to 95% of ticks in 14 to 28 days that are carrying Lyme disease. We have molecules from different cordyceps that can create a bitter blocker, so we can use less sugar in our food. And sugar acts in the same way as cocaine in the brain. So I think less sugar, the better in our food system. We have one of my mentors, Brian Lovett, was doing research in Burkina Faso on a species called Metarhizium pingaceae. And it showed that it could cure malaria in insects 99 out of 100 times. And if we can cure malaria with this entomopathogenic fungi, that would be amazing. And there's other research that shows it can, you know, different components of cordyceps can be used in batteries to make bio batteries that are more eco-friendly. And the list really goes on. And so I think it's one of the most untapped aspects of fungi that us as humans can really tap into to solve some of our world's biggest problems.
So on the health front, Alex, have there been traditional double-blind experiments to support what you're saying?
Yeah, so the great thing about mushrooms is they've been used for thousands of years all around the world, and there's, you know, hundreds of different double-blind placebo-controlled human clinical trials on many different mushrooms, including hundreds on the NIH website. With up to 10,000 participants per study in some studies. That being said, there's still a lot more research that needs to be done. Mushrooms is really untapped, and fungi as a whole has so much potential. And so I hope there's more funding. I hope there's more research. I hope there's more scientists devoting their time to uncovering more truth about mycology as a whole.
All I can say to that is amen. And finally, why do you keep returning to the Telluride Mushroom Festival, and in what ways, if any, has the Telluride Mushroom Festival impacted your career?
I always refer to it as a big family reunion. You know, it is, first of all, it's such a magical place, and every time I go, and I've been going for almost 10 years now, and the mountains, I'm waiting for a curtain to drop in the background. I mean, it seems like a movie backdrop. And every time I go, I can't wrap my head around that scenery is real. And taking the gondola up and meeting so many amazing, beautiful people that are starry-eyed and just as obsessed with mushrooms as I am, and so many classes and things to do, and just the mushrooms going out in the woods and coming back home and cooking big family style meals together with all the mushrooms that we find. I mean, it's truly magical, and it's such a memorable experience every single year. And so that's why I return. It's you know, it's a reunion at this point, that, you know, I'm just seeing my family again.
Terrific. Thank you again. This has been Susan B. Brock, Telluride Inside and Out. Absolutely delighted to be speaking with Alex Dorr. Alex Dorr's company is Mushroom Revival. His podcast is The Mushroom Revival. And his books are Micro-Remediation Handbook, A Grassroots Guide to Growing Mushrooms and Cleaning Up Toxic Waste with Fungi, and The Little Bush Book of Mushrooms. Alex, thanks again for taking time out of your crazy busy schedule to talk with me.
Thank you so much. Much love.
Back to you.